Grubbage stared about in bafflement.
What's all this got to do with a blue trailing coat?
Curder seized the deaf steer's beast by the scruff of his neck.
You come with me, lunkhead. For to get every beast aboard the big ship, we will catch them ourselves.
Triss watched from the stern as the small vessel was swept westward on the outgoing tide.
I can see Curder. She's driving them all aboard the freebooter ship. We'd best put on a turn of speed. They'll be coming after us as soon as she gets underway.
Shog and Kruver were sharing the tiller between them, while Sagax and Skerum took up the slack in the ropes until the mast creaked and the sail billowed tautly on the breeze. Shog peered grimly at the grey breaking dawn.
We're going to sail out west, then turn and take it back into shore among the reefs. What do you say, Kruver?
The sea otter watched as the sea scab sails began unfurling to catch the wind.
I think you're right, mate. That big ship would soon run us down in open water. Tack and weave through the rocks and shallows. But we've got to draw away from the shore first. All the vermin abroad, they can't be left on the beach where they can wade in and cut us off.
Oof! You keep their boat still. I bang mine head.
Prince Blad crawled out from under the stern seat where he had been sleeping. The pure ferret gazed up at them.
You're not rat guards or freebooters. Where you come from?
He attempted to rise, but Triss kicked him flat.
Well, well, look who it is. We're asking the questions now. How did you get here? Speak!
Blad tried to scuttle back beneath the seat as Triss drew her dagger, but Shog cuffed his ear sharply.
Lay still and answer the question.
Blad glanced at the unconscious form of Plug and began to whimper.
Those freebooters, they always teasing me. I come here for their bit of peace and quiet, sleep under their seat. I am the royal prince. Who are you?
Triss tapped Blad's nose with her blade.
You don't remember us, do you? Well, and why should you? We were only two miserable slaves imprisoned at Riftguard just for the pleasure of your family. You hardly knew we were alive, save for the times you kicked us out of your way or had some guard beat us for not bowing to you.
Recognition dawned on Blad's stricken features.
You the slaves who steal this boat from Riftguard. Please, it was my sister who put you in that cage, not me. No, no.
Skerum called to them from his perch on the bows.
I say, you chaps, don't like to butt in on your jolly old reunion, what? But I rather think those villains are hard on our trail. If we don't shift ourselves, they'll be dropping in for tea shortly, what?
Shog grinned wolfishly.
Mayhap we'd be better lightening our load by sending these two for a swim.